Masechet Tamid Perek Gimel Mishnah Tet. We'll go back to talking about the Tamid offering. And we are at the point where the Kohen entered the Hechal and he's preparing to clean off the ashes from the Mizbeach HaPenimi, and then afterwards another Kohen would do it from the Menorah. Mishnah says, Misha Zachah B'dishun Mizbeach HaPenimi Nichnas. The Kohen who won the lottery to clear the ashes off of the inner Mizbeach would enter the Hechal. V'natal hateni v'hini hole fanav. He took the basket with him and he had it for the ashes and he put it down on the floor in front of him right near the Mizbeach HaPenimi. V'haya hofen v'noten letocho. What he would do is he would scoop up the ashes with his hands and he would put them in the basket. Afterwards, when he couldn't get a fistful and scoop it up with his hands, it wasn't enough. He would sweep away the remaining ashes with his hands and he would put it into the basket. He put down the basket, the teni, and then he went out to the Hechal. He put it down near the inner Mizbeach, and in a few perakim, we'll mention that he comes back to retrieve it. There's a second stage for the menorah preparation, which we'll mention, he leaves it until then. After the inner Mizbeach was cleared out, they would then work on the menorah. The menorah had seven lamps that were arranged from east to west. We learn out that the prep for the menorah happened in two stages. The first five western lamps were prepared before the slaughter and the applying of the blood. And the two eastern lamps were prepared after the slaughter and the applying of the blood. Misha zacha b'dishun ha-menorah nichnas. The Kohen won the lottery to clear out the ashes of the menorah. He would then enter the Hechal with that jug, with that kuz that we spoke about in Mishnah Vav, one of the four items that he came in with. And umatza she'tenerot mizrahayot dolkim. If he found the two eastern lamps still burning from the night, medashenet hashe'ar, he would clear out the ashes and the leftover oil and the wicks from the other five remaining lamps. Even if they were still burning, he would clean them out, add new oil and new wicks. Umaniach et elu dolkin bimkoman, and he would leave the two eastern ones burning in their places. But metza'an shekavu, if he found that the two eastern lamps also went out during the nighttime, medashenan umadlikan min hadolkin. What he would do is he would clear out the ashes and relight them from the ones that were still burning. What we mean over here is not that he would clean it out and fully replace it like he would the other ones, but he would just remove a little bit of ash and relight them by taking fire from one of the other lamps, but he wouldn't go and fully replace everything. He would just sort of relight it and restart it up. Afterwards, he would clear out the ashes and any leftover oil and wicks from the five remaining lamps, and that's what he would do. At that point, the five western lamps were unlit, and they were ready for the lighting that would happen during the nighttime, and the two eastern ones were lit. There was a stone in front of the menorah, and there were three steps on that stone, so the Kohen could walk up to the menorah. She'aleha ha-Kohen omed u'metiv et hanerot. The Kohen would stand on these steps and he would prepare the lamps. The menorah was a little bit higher, so he needed to stand on something in order to prepare things properly. V'hiniyach et ha-kuz al ma'ala sheniya v'yatza. The Kohen, when he finished doing his work and clearing out the wicks and doing everything he needed to do for the menorah, he put the jug of oil that he had on the second step of stone, and he left the Hechal.